How do you recognize true love in today's world? In today's world, people don't just find their true love at a religious institution or at work or in a lot of many traditional places. In some cultures, people believe true love comes from matchmaking, compatible qualities, and family backgrounds. Here in the U.S., people used to get introduced to someone they thought was compatible by either friends or family. But at last came all these dating websites and see you when I can websites that can some people say actually work for them. I guess in a fast-moving society, maybe there are limited ways to meet your potential true love. There's also the trust factor with people you met actually in places you may have worked in or who you knew existed. They have families you knew about or heard about. Sometimes you went to school together. Sometimes you had grown in the same neighborhood. There are so many crossroads that could lead you to coming across someone you could recognize as your true love. Now, in this new brave world, people are constantly moving. You may have or have gone to the same school. You may know about each other's families. We hardly ever talk to strangers because of all the crazy things we hear that could and have happened. The workplace is very tricky. There are laws about what sexual harassment is and how unwanted gestures, such as asking someone out, could lead to problems in the workplace. In New York City, where I live, there are far more singles than married people. There are all kinds of explanations for this. Whatever they may be, this is what I know from the many single people I do know. Finances can be a problem. Unaffordable housing makes it difficult for most people to make long-term plans with anyone. Pretense. Many people represent themselves that do not resemble the reality of their lives. They say things like, I eat at such and such a place because it is the it place. In reality, they may have gone there once. Extremely self-loving. Some people love themselves so much that they cannot imagine doing anything that would stop them from doing what they need to do. This goes from the best clothing, the gym, the friends, everything. Please don't get me wrong. It is healthy. A healthy dose of self-love is very important. Knowing yourself even more when you want to be in a relationship is really important. But some people can't even think of not going to a party or a club because they need to be happy first. They need to be happy at all times. Newsflash, no one can or ever will be happy all the time. If you are, you're either mentally ill or using some mood-altering drugs. Life has its ups and downs. Some of us have better moods than others, and some of us have more difficult moods. So the question is, how do you recognize true love in today's world? I say you don't always know. You have to look a little harder, ask a few more questions, be more observant, listen, and above all, keep an open mind. If after all those things you still feel interested, do some research, find out more about the person. Don't be shy. If this is the person for you, there are basic things that the person should not be evasive about. Their age, where they live, at least a general city, full name, country or city of birth, at least for a start. Do they work, go to school? You'd be surprised how little some people know about people they reportedly feel love for. It is no longer a world where we know that much about other people, but it is a world where people can easily create a persona or an identity completely different from whom they are. Remember that although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.